Boy, you are in much demand these days.
It's a busy and fun time here at the university.
Well, it's a very fun and exciting time. A little background first. This concert was originally going to happen June 30th of last year when U2 singer Bono had a back injury and needed some surgery. So about a calendar year later, how long was this in the works before last year's performance?
Well, we started almost a year out from the original scheduled date. As you can imagine, there's a lot of logistics and a lot of planning has to happen early on to get an event like this and pull it off. So fortunately, we weren't too deep in that process, and we were able to put it on hold, give Bono time to get healed up, and we'll hit it again this summer.
Well, to say that it's the buzz and everybody's talking about would be a massive understatement. The excitement that just the trucks rolling in with equipment and so forth had people all aflutter.
Well, as you can imagine, there's just a lot of movement on here, and we think that that's what makes Spartan Stadium such a great venue for this. When you think about some shows that we have in here, and we know how to do great shows. We got great shows that go to the Warden Center and the Breslin Center, but most of those, we're talking four or five trucks coming in for those sets. This thing is huge. That the number of trucks they've got, they've been at it over there all week, and it's really a production to watch.
Well, the staging is becoming the second star of the show, isn't it? We had Vic Loomis, mayor of East Lansing, on, and he said he went by this afternoon. He said, Cheryl, it looks like a spaceship.
It is amazing. And just to have something like here, this is going to be a great show and an opportunity for us to not just to show off the campus, but all the visitors that are coming in for the show, for us to show off East Lansing and the surrounding communities. You know, we're a partner in this, and to have a show that's this exciting with that kind of set that'll draw this number of visitors that may have never been here before, you know, we're all excited about it.
Well, absolutely. I assume you've been over taking a look as things have been coming together in Spartan Stadium.
I have, and it's amazing to me just, one, the size of this thing, and two, the great team of people that we've got from across campus to make sure that this tour is just a fantastic experience. Fortunately, when you look at our folks that actually run Spartan Stadium and the Warden Center in Breslin and our MSU police, we know how to do big events like this. To get this number of people into an event like we do on a football weekend, for example, our folks really know how to do it. And we've been partnering with Live Nation, and they've been great to work with as well. So to see it all coming together and to see that stage actually growing, it hits something.
I can't wait to see pictures of it. I'm not sure if I will see it before the show on Sunday, but I'm anxious. I don't know if I go by, if I can see anything or not. Well, what are the number of fans we're anticipating? Because part of the reason the stage is kind of hanging, as it were, or in air, is so that you don't have to exclude seats in the stadium.
Well, that's what I've got from Live Nation, and I have not been to this 360-degree tour yet, so I haven't seen it in action. I've just seen it as they're going through the setup now. But supposedly, there's not a bad seat in the house. Spartan Stadium holds more than 75,000. For this one, we're going to get several thousand right down on the floor right on the field, which has been covered with the flooring. So they'll be right down there just like a normal concert, but all the way around 360 with U2 in the middle of it, it ought to be great.
Well, it's going to be spectacular. And you're talking about right down on the field. We might as well talk about the turf. It's getting a lot of attention that in order to have this, and some folks on the tour are calling it the claw, that what holds the stage or works on, as a platform underneath the stage, the turf at Spartan Stadium has to be covered, but not to fear. That was all taken into account.
That's correct. When we started early in the process, if they don't know, Spartan Stadium has real grass. That's real turf. So one of the concerns is what was the schedule and what would the concert do? And part of our deal was it was time to replace our turf, and this was the perfect time to do it. So once the concert is over, the deal is U2 returns the stadium to us in the exact condition that they found it. So that turf will be replaced. And our experts, we've got the top turf management program in the country right here. So they've been hard at work ever since they initially announced the conference being here to make sure that we get the turf in and ready for our first football game this fall.
Well, wow, did that timing work out, huh? Needed to be replaced anyway?
It did. And, in fact, we were able to hold on and get one more season out of it. Part of that is that if you go around and look, because we've got a great program here and the folks that manage Spartan Field, it is arguably one of the best natural turf fields in this country. So even a field, a Spartan field that's not in excellent condition, in good condition, If you got a Spartan field in good condition, it's better than 95% of the fields out there. I can tell you that.
Well, I'm sure of that. I'm guessing there's also a cost involved. Who bears that?
That's all you two. That's all part of the planning when we start at the beginning. Every cost that they have, every modification or everything that they have to change to get their show done, they have to fix the stadium and give it back to us the way we gave it to them.
Wow, Kent, you and I should have been rock stars.
We should have been.
If you can afford to do that kind of stuff as part of the cost of doing business, wow.
Well, what's interesting, when you look at the tours, it's been a while since we've had a tour here. The Rolling Stones were here about 10 years ago. The interesting part to me was they, at that point, the Stones were the top grossing tour in history. So now we've got U2 coming here with the 360 tour, and guess what? They've just beat out the Stones. They are now the top grossing tour in history.
And I had just read that, too. That's amazing.
So we draw pretty good shows here when they want to use the open venue of Spartan Stadium.
Well, I think that should be part of our new tag for promoting the school, of course. What I love a little bit of history, too, is U2 was here in East Lansing before, back in December of 1981. I love that. They played at Dooley's.
Well, they've refined their sound just a bit since then, and they're playing a slightly larger stage.
Well, moving up. Are there still any tickets left for this concert, Kent? Do you know?
I believe that there are.
Wow, so that's some good news. A couple of things we do want to mention, though, for folks going, just so they don't get held up at the last minute. No bags or purses are going in the stadium.
That's correct.
And there's also no alcohol, is my understanding, being sold at the stadium or right outside.
That's correct. No alcohol policy across campus. But we still encourage folks to come and enjoy the campus setting here. They can tailgate as long as there's no alcohol. They're free to have picnic lunches. And we've partnered with the surrounding community. So a lot of the restaurants and other establishments in East Lansing and Lansing, they're all ready for the visitors coming in.
Well, and that's what the mayor had told us. They made some changes, so some shop owners will have things out on the sidewalk, so the festive atmosphere will be throughout all of East Lansing over the weekend. What has been the best part of this for you? What have you enjoyed the most about this process?
Well, the part that I like to see is it may be in an MSU venue here at Spartan Stadium, but we are part of the community here. So early on when we started to talk about bringing this in here, just working with the community in East Lansing and in the greater Lansing community and all of the folks that come together here, I just enjoy seeing true professionals just open their arms and be ready to welcome in visitors that will be coming that may have never been to this area before. That's the part I like to see.
Well, and as when I spoke with the mayor earlier tonight, too, we talked about it's not just the Michigan area. There's folks coming in from all parts of the country for this concert.
There are, too, and we've been talking with some of them as they look for information about parking and, you know, what time gates open, and the parking lots do open at 3 o'clock. The stadium gates will open at 5:30, but these are folks that travel to see the band at several places across the country, and we're just honored that they'll make this one of their stops.
Well, and I'm quite certain that East Lansing will open its arms and be very welcoming to all the guests and show everybody a wonderful time. Thank you, Kent, for giving us all the latest information, all this. If people want some more information, is there a place they can go to get some of what you're talking about with times and when things open?
They sure can. The easiest place is to go to our website, msu.edu, and the top banner, there's a picture of the Claw, as it's called, and the U2 360 tour. Click on that, and you'll have all the information you need.
Well, very good. The concert is at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening. From the size of the speakers that I hear about, if I'm just in town or folks who are just in town driving through will be able to enjoy it as well. So that's a bonus.
Excellent.
Very good. Thank you, Kent, for all the information.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Have a great night.
Bye.